Hey, everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Survivor, Season 33, Episode 7. I will destroy you. Someone was destroyed tonight. Stick around to see who it was.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, we're hoping that nobody gets destroyed here tonight because we got an angry member of our AfterBuzz panel.
That's why we got this music going, to just show the anger, the rage, the revenge.
What kind of tea are you drinking there?
Calm tea.
Literally, it says calm on the tea.
If you were watching Survivor just now, you're probably aware of why we're so upset right now. One of our favorites went home. We'll get into that in a little bit. Thanks so much for joining tonight for AfterBuzz Survivor. I guess we can just go on right into introduction so we can just jump right into the episode.
Let's do it.
Where can they find you?
Oh, Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Instagram at TheOnlyMC, on Twitter at MichaelKlausTV. I also want to point out I was gone last week. I'm so happy to be back and so happy to see that Figgy is gone, as I predicted 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Glad she's out. Boom.
We're glad to have you back.
Are you gonna let me introduce myself now?
Now on to this lovely lady to my right.
We have a J in our midst. You guys, I'm Dominique Price. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DominiquePEsq. And you'll have to apologize my attitude. I just can't believe this tried. I really wish I had a Xanax.
Wow. And I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno. Tonight was a doozy.
I don't know about you guys, but I get very emotionally invested in the shows that I watch, which is why I go on TV withdrawals. Like, I have to just not watch TV for a while because I'm grieved.
So, question. Obviously, nobody really saw this coming majorly. I wouldn't say at this point. Mm-hmm. But are you shocked with the way that Jay played it?
What do you mean, the way he played it?
Like, the way he organized it to get her off.
No, it's Survivor. Like, blindsides happen.
Yeah.
I think more so my issue is that I think I personally just relate it with Michaela. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what it feels like to feel like you have to fight, not just for yourself, but your entire family, and you're playing an honest, game. Mm-hmm. You're trying to be there for your tribe. You're not playing a shady game. And because you are too smart, you're too athletic, you are a threat, and it's frustrating. I mean, of course, you want to get out the bigger player so that you have a chance to win, but it's like, you're not even at that point in the game where you can save yourself. You're not even at that point where there are, individual immunity. So it just sucks because you don't even have a lifeline for yourself at this point. And I think out of everyone playing this game this season, she truly deserved to win Survivor.
And if anything, you're saying that, you can't play for yourself, you can't guarantee for yourself right now. If anything, it might have made it worse for Jay. Obviously, we see next week going back,
he's
telling the other people in Millennials, Hannah's, hey, look at exactly what happened. Like, Michaela was their strongest player. As you were saying, she wasn't shady. She was playing an honest game. There was nothing about her gameplay that was wrong. She was always doing a great job. And it's just sad. Like, it sucks that this happened.
I think they did a good job. I really enjoyed the commentary at the very end when, host said, is this the way we're doing this now? Nobody can really be trusted. We've kind of gotten over those, groups, and that's just the way Survivor is now, where people kind of just have short-term groups.
Mm-hmm. Which is the reason why I don't know if I like this new gameplay of Survivor. Mm-hmm. So you guys know I've joked a million times that I would totally play Survivor. The way that people play it nowadays...
Wait, what, is this
I
breaking
don't...
news that
no,
you
like,
would
I
not
just don't...
go on Survivor now?
The way they're playing now, no.
Yeah.
Because
what?
For me, it's like... What I need you guys to understand is I respect a player who will tell you to your face, this is what it is. Like, I think you can. I don't respect a blindside. I think a blindside is coward.
Jay should have just gone up to Michaela and been like, hey, this is what we're going to do. And she's but then...
At least tell me before the vote.
But then he's going to go... She's going to go back and change the thing around
opinion. I respect your guys' opinion, but I think it's bullshit.
Obviously, he couldn't have told her that he was voting for her and she was going to get out because she would have tried to change it.
Would you rather be stabbed in the back or in the face?
But, no, but that's not an option.
I'm just saying, I personally feel like everyone deserves the right to fight.
You're saying if you were Michaela right before the vote, you would want Jay to come to you and be like, just so you know, this is what we're doing. Because then she's not...
I don't like when people make me feel stupid. She went on a good She went on a good 5 minute like boasting them about like how we're strong, how you know we see what's happened over here in the other tribes, but we trust each other. And I feel like she kept his secret. Like when he asked, "Please don't tell anybody about my idol," she said, "Not my business. I didn't see anything."
That's right. You know what? I didn't even really think about that.
You know, like, she, like, I just don't.
Just to play the devil's advocate, obviously, she knows that sometimes if you are too strong and you're not laying low, and we haven't even, you know, now, obviously, we're to the point of the merge, but to make it to the point of that merge, you got to almost lay low, and she kind of stopped doing that before the merge.
Laying low, how so? You're saying that she shouldn't play as strong of a game as she should play?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think she should be David.
But. But, like, should she...
obviously, she's trying David's, to win for, still, David's still there.
He's also found idols. But the thing is, is if she's
never
not...
Him,
if she's not... He's
on,
one.
On himself?
Yeah, but for someone else to better himself. But, so, if you're saying that you don't think that she should play as strong of a game, like, her tribe would have gone to tribal...
Exactly.
So many times leading up to now.
Weeks ago.
This is the first time she went to tribal, and it sucks that it's the first time that she left. Like, or the first time they went to tribal, and then she had to leave because of it.
I mean, it is what it is. I think my biggest frustration about tonight is just... It was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, once again, I'm totally going for a devil's advocate because I'm not a big fan of it either. But I'm just saying, like, it's part of the game of you can't totally, you know, be that bossy and sometimes it comes back to bite you. We've already seen that this season.
Realize that her bossiness is not what just got her sent home. That wasn't even a point in anything that Will or Jay
said. I don't mean bossiness. I mean bossiness as in, like, being the boss, like a leader type boss and being strategizing.
So what's frustrating, here's my issue, because I feel like, to be 100% honest, I feel like tonight's tribal, to me, is how I view society right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't be too strong because you're looked at as this anomaly and you just on this island by yourself. Like, I'm over it. Like, why can't the strong people win? Like, if I'm smart, if I'm physically fit, like, why don't I win?
I've had that argument for Survivor forever, and it sucks because the people that get to the final three a lot of the times are not the strongest players, and it's always about getting that person out.
I will say that there have been times, like, I tell you guys all the time, like, one of my favorite players is Mike. But the reason why I feel like Mike had the advantage was because he had people that at least had his back, like he thought they would, until they got to the merge, and he beasted his fucking ass until he was able to walk away with that check. At least they respected him enough to get him to that point of the merge, because that's what they agreed upon.
Here's the thing. This is why we all watch. This is why they get people to watch.
Like I said, if I could stop watching today, I wouldn't. I wouldn't watch it for the rest of the season. And that's on, like, life. I would not watch it anymore.
I'm just saying, it's drama like this that keeps everyone watching.
That's not why I watch Survivor. I don't watch it for the drama. I personally watch Survivor because I love to see
the gameplay,
the physical aspect of Survivor. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't... It's truly hard, unless you have the trust factor, to win Survivor as
a weak
player.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's very hard to win Survivor unless you have the trust factor to what?
As a weak player.
Right. No, I agree. But then a lot of the times I still feel like those weak players get to the final because I understand that people have to vote people out because they're trying to win the $1 million too. But it's always like so early they need to vote them out right away because the paranoia sets in. And it's just like the best players can never win. And it sucks. What did you say about... Sorry.
No, I was saying the Cubs are up 7-6.
Okay, sorry. Got my Cubs shirt on. Anyways. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll jump more into this a little bit as we go on. But I understand your frustration. I understand playing the devil's advocate.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate that I think it's just part of the game. And it does suck. I'm totally not saying that it doesn't suck and that Michaela did not deserve to go home tonight and she was one of the strongest players. But it's the game of Survivor. You have to vote out the strongest player if you're a weaker player.
To Jay's point, honestly,
you have to do it.
To Jay's point, Michaela, like, if he was trying to make a big move, he was trying to get her out. If he hadn't made that big move, Michaela might have won $1 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he has
He'll do anything he can to stop her from winning $1 million.
Right.
That's his goal.
Us as the audience, we think that Michaela is one of the best players. She should win this and that. But, like, for him, like, personally, he has to do whatever he can to win the game. Also. So,
in which case, if you really want to start and just vote off all the weakest players, David wouldn't be here right now. You wouldn't have, you know, Will probably here. Hannah, you know, all these players that we see as the maybe the weaker players, mm-hmm. you can't literally just go down the line, all right, you're the weakest, you're gone this week. You're the weakest,
but,
you're gone
But
this
I
week.
Do agree that it sucks a lot of the time, like, seeing the not strong players who have good gameplay, who are physical, who are trustworthy, and then they don't go to the end. Mm-hmm. And it sucks, but, yeah. I mean, it's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
All right.
So, let's go back to the beginning.
I was going
to
say, speaking of, you know, Mikayla leaving, at the beginning we kind of went with Figgy leaving last week, yeah. and we see Mikayla right away. You know, this was a long time coming. Bye, Felicia. And then mm-hmm. she got voted out that night, so.
Yeah,
yikes.
Do you guys think the way that Adam handled it, of literally going up and saying, hey, listen, this is what I did, you know, mm-hmm. maybe it puts you in a worse spot. He really just laid it all out there. Do you guys think that this was an appropriate way to act following an elimination?
I mean, yeah, what else is he going to say, you know? Like, obviously, Taylor's really, really hurt, and, like, he's pissed, he misses her, but, mm-hmm. I mean, Adam had to do what he thought. He said, I had to do what I thought was best at the time.
Yeah.
Whether that was the best decision or not, like, a lot of people have been saying it's a great decision. A lot of people have been saying that it was the wrong decision. I think, I could see it going either way. You think you made the right decision?
I think it was the same way with a couple weeks ago when they kind of showed it. And I think you just got to stop talking at a certain point. And I think that Adam probably should have just stopped. Like, he said it, and then he just kept going.
You're saying about today when he was talking to
tonight
Taylor?
Tonight when he was talking to Taylor at the very beginning. And it was just like
saying, sorry, dude, we'll figure it out. Like,
sorry, this is the way it was. You know?
Yeah,
and then instead,
like,
it was really just trying to make amends and continue. And mm-hmm. then you're just blabbing on and on.
And, like, Taylor's not going to be happy with you either
exactly,
way.
Exactly.
So
right.
it doesn't
exactly.
matter.
It just is
so,
what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Taylor's already in a bad mood. So,
but Taylor's kind of, like, not... He doesn't seem very...
heartbroken.
Intimidating to me. Like, especially, too, he was like, you know what? I'm out for revenge. Like, I'm going to destroy him. He's sitting there laughing as he's saying it. Like, I don't really see Taylor as too much of a threat or very intimidating. I really wouldn't be that scared of him.
Who does he have on his team?
Exactly.
So,
and that's why Adam's, you know, freaking out about it. I understand he doesn't want to, you know, break bridges. Or what's that?
Burn bridges.
But it doesn't really matter. Taylor doesn't have that many people anyways.
Yeah.
And I understand the millennials are merging now, but I don't know. I think it's all right.
Then we see a little partnership forming between Adam and Zeke. No, not Adam. David and Zeke.
Right. Zeke was very, you know, very genuine about the fact that, you know, David showed him his idol. David said, you're the only person I've showed my idol to. Like, I'm really trusting you. And Zeke seemed, you know, he wasn't like, oh, you know what, I'm going to go tell. Like, ooh, I'm so glad I have this information. He was just like, you know what? Like, if you can't have the idol in Survivor, it's great if the person you're closest mm-hmm. to has the idol. So he was taking it very well.
I'll say this, in that David is forming so many partnerships. He's weak.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a lot of partnerships forming, and I think that will benefit him. And I don't see him going home in the next couple weeks.
But, like, weak, like, gameplay or strategy-wise?
Weak as in, like, just gameplay.
I think it's putting a lot of water in your coffee. It's just not going to be that strong in the end.
You're
I
saying,
mean,
like, his strategy.
I don't see him winning,
I see him sticking around
for the next couple of weeks.
I think Jessica, Ken, and Taylor had a good conversation when they were talking about Adam and how he went to both parties and said, hey, I'll never write your name down. Like, I got your back on both ends. And then, of course, he flips around mm-hmm. and how they were saying, okay, it makes you kind of wonder, like, I can't work with you moving forward. And I think what we've seen with a lot of these mm-hmm. quote-unquote big moves, even though I don't think it's time for big moves, it's going to pretty much taint your reputation as you move further in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have three people that are looking at you like, oh, I kind of would want to work with you, but I don't know if I can trust you mm-hmm. because you're two closest people in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You were willing to backstab them, so how do I know you won't do it to me?
Exactly.
You know, when Hannah goes back to, you know, the merge, like, Jay and Will, are they people now that you're willing to put your trust in because
right.
they are willing to, you know, throw one of their closest alliance members in the game? So you kind of have to think about it. You're like, yeah, you want to make moves, but at the same time, it's like, what is that going to do for your reputation
mm-hmm.
in this particular game of Survivor moving
yep.
forward? Because I wouldn't touch any of those individuals I just mentioned moving forward.
You wouldn't want to work with them.
Not at all.
I mean, yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And we see that happening next week, too, is people going back and saying, I'm not going to work with this person. And as much as we've said, you know, it's not a millennial and Gen X thing, like, I understand that. But, like, even though we're going to the merge, like, people still are going to gravitate towards their millennials, towards their Gen Xs. And if you are seen voting out, like, the people that vote out Figgy, the people that vote out Mikayla, like, people are going to be like, what the hell happened? Like, Mikayla was your strongest player. They're going to look at that and be like, why would I work with you now?
Well, maybe not. Taylor could probably care less about Mikayla being gone.
Well,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
there goes
one person for Jay, so throw mm-hmm. him a bone. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I have to, like, regroup and kind of re-decide this whole Survivor thing.
Yeah.
All I know is that my man Chris is still in. You keep rocking this, Chris. Yeah, I'm winning this pool.
Chris is great. Oh, gosh. I honestly don't even know who's on my team at this point.
I only really know one person, and that's all I need to know.
Yeah, there Chris. You go. So, moving into reward, I mean, nothing too crazy. You know, they're playing for food, garlic shrimp, chicken, etc. I mean, we didn't really see too many people struggling. We saw Zeke struggle a little bit, trying to get up to the net.
Well, that's because I think it was just a stupid strategy to put someone of his stature up top. I think if you're gonna have to hold someone up for a period of time,
put
you
want
to try and put a lighter person
up. Put up David.
And they did it wrong, too, in that they tried putting him on the shoulder instead of holding him up with the feet. So
but they never went to cheer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a cheerleader?
I have a lot of secrets.
Ooh. Some cheer under my belt. Zeke couldn't really get it. David takes over a little bit. He's struggling too, but at least he's lighter, figures it out. Then they had to get the balls on top of the ledge. Vanua wins. Reward Chris kind of came through on that. He showed his strength in that challenge, I believe. And Ikabul gets number two. Michaela versus Ken. Michaela wins, obviously. We see her basketball skills again. And interesting part about reward, it was really small, but I noticed it right away, is like right after that Michaela was like, you know what, I feel like I am the strongest one, I'm the one to beat, like I might be a target. Like she said that.
She said it plain as day. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes you wonder that if she would have taken a back seat and not tried to be a leader and allowed them to just vote however they wanted to and not provide any type of guidance, maybe the thought would have never have even entered Jay's brain. So sometimes being helpful can hurt you.
But it's hard to, like, if that is really your personality, like,
you can't help it. It's innate.
It's like people are like, oh, well, you shouldn't have acted like that. You should have suppressed it. It's like, that's who you are. If you're great at a challenge, you're not going to sit back and pretend like you're not good at a challenge, because that could bite you in the ass just as easily. You know?
Yes and no. Ken's never bragged, and he's in a decent position for not bragging. Which was also one of the things that I was wondering.
I don't feel like she was bragging because she was doing it in her confessional.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
More of a thought. Like, shit. Like, I might be a target because I am dominant on my team.
And Ken's obviously great, but he's just not, like, his personality just isn't as strong.
Right. But then you got to think about it. If Ken, Jay, Michaela, and Chris were on a team together, she might not be the strongest person or stand out the most, but because she's on a team with Sunday, Brett, and Hannah, she has to step up and be, you know, that force on their team.
I mean, Jay had even said, though, like, I mean, Jay's pretty strong, and he was do you want to switch out? And she's like, no, like, I'm doing this. Like, sometimes I do feel like you need to give other people a little bit of a chance.
And she did, and he was horrible.
And if she's saying it in private, does it show at all of what we're not seeing in public?
Right. We never seen the conversation between Brett and Sunday about voting Michaela off, but can we really be upset at them for taking the bone? Like, they had no other hope in this game until Jay brought that idea to them.
I wish we would have seen a little bit of that exchange also.
I just will feel really awesome if Jay does not last long in this game.
Yeah.
It would just make me really happy.
There we go.
Oh, I'd totally be fine with him going out.
Yeah.
Soon.
Go ahead.
With that, obviously Michaela winning, I was wondering, actually, if it didn't really play out this way, if that would hurt Ken.
If
with Michaela winning and, you know, Ken really led his team and didn't come through.
Had his team of lost,
had
would
his
he
team
have gone
lost, oh, would that have hurt okay. him? And, you know, obviously we didn't see it because they didn't lose the immunity challenge.
But Ken, but who's still on Ken's team now? There's four.
Ken, Jessica, Adam, and Taylor.
Yeah. No, I feel like they would have gone for Adam because, I mean, as we saw in the conversation with them, Jessica, Ken, and Taylor were talking, and she was like, so, you know, did he promise to never write your name down? And then he did it. And, like, she gave this look. I feel like Jessica's kind of cocky a lot of the time. And she gave this look like, wow, I can't believe he did that. Like, yeah, he's going to promise that. I mean, like, it's part of the game. What did you expect, kind of? You know, that's just kind of how I took it. I just feel like Jessica's kind of cocky. I don't really trust her.
Especially, she shouldn't be that cocky considering she was saved.
She should have been home.
She was already on the brink of elimination.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, she was saying, too, you know, Taylor's very honest. He kind of just, like, says whatever. She's like, I don't think he would understand strategy even if we laid it right out for him.
Right.
So she doesn't really
Yeah.
Trust Taylor. I mean, she doesn't really... She's going to bring Taylor along, basically. Mm-hmm. Now their target is Adam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think Survivor's just a really interesting game. I feel like the more and more that I watch it, the more I'm like, okay, just... Is there really a strategy to be had at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a humanistic game to mm-hmm. where you can't really rely on,
no.
you know, one person from day to day. You yeah. know, like, the only person you can truly trust is yourself. Mm-hmm. But you can't win this game alone. So it's like, what are you supposed to do? Because I just feel like you're damned if you do, damned if you
yeah.
don't. And it's legit up to chance. It has nothing to do with your personal skill.
To be 100% honest, last season, like when Michelle won, for example, mm-hmm. Michelle was a great person. She's a nice girl. You know, she did well in challenges. There was nothing outstanding about Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of got lucky in the sense where she didn't go to tribal until
yeah, really close
how
to, yeah.
long into the game? Like, yeah. it was right at the end when she started going to tribal. She never had to go. And it's like, yeah, I think that she's great. I'm not saying that she shouldn't have won, so, you know, don't freak out. But I do think that there is a sense of luck to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to get lucky in certain areas, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I don't feel like
it all depends going in who the other players are and how
oh,
you mess
sure,
with them.
Mm-hmm. For
like,
sure.
You can have your own strategy, but you have to develop your strategy going along, seeing how other players react.
Right.
Right. And I think for me, like I always say, like, I love the game of Survivor, would love to play it. I think what makes me nervous about playing Survivor is the fact that I'm a very straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I feel some kind of way, I'm going to express that. Mm-hmm. If I feel like you're being shady and I'm going to vote you out, I'm going to let you know, because mm-hmm. I never want you to feel like, okay, she's not to be trusted.
Yeah.
You know, like, that'll never be my takeaway.
But you're saying, like, so if you were in an alliance with one person, say like Taylor and Figgy, obviously not in a relationship like that, but they were not gonna not or write down each other's names,
right? Mm-hmm.
So you're saying if you promise someone like that, like, or say that you were in an alliance of four, like the people from tonight, okay, that's a better example, and you said, I will never write any of your guys' name down, you have to write their names down at some point.
Yeah,
you can't, like, you know,
right,
everyone's
but
like,
I'm gonna, if, for me personally, I'm gonna push us to that point where that is my last.
That's your last
my
resort.
Last resort.
See,
it's like any game you play, like, at the end of the day, like, I know if there's only four of us left,
one of us gotta go.
One of us has yeah. to go. But I mean, when there's still 10 people to pick from,
yeah.
I'm gonna stay to my word.
But then other people are gonna be like, hey, we're voting for this person. If you don't jump on board, and you can't be like, well, you know, I can't.
Yeah. Oh,
I said I wouldn't
alliance,
do it.
So, yeah, I can't do it. It was interesting, the
so
same
can
thing.
Can you play Survivor as an honest person?
No.
And win?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
It sucks, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it sucks, but if you're playing the game, you should know that. And so you know, once again, it gets into a mental game of, you should know that's how other people are going
to
play it, too.
Right, which is why at the beginning of this I said, I've now decided that I don't think Survivor would be the game for me to play.
Because yeah.
I just know me, and I know that I wouldn't last. So what's the
purpose
of going to...
Come next year, she's going to change her mind.
I would just be a terrible liar.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the worst liar. I'd be like, I don't know what happened.
It's not about being terrible. It's like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Right. You're just going to tell the truth, and then what happens happens.
So, right. So, to your guys' point, then, it would be pointless to play.
But I would like to see when you actually got in that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never know when you actually get there. Maybe other people come out saying this. But, I mean, we did see Michaela didn't... She never lied about anything.
Yeah, and she's home. So, I'd rather not go to begin with.
Here's, what do we got? Here's $20. Lie to Paige right now. You get 20 bucks.
I can keep it?
Lie to Paige right now and you get $20.
Oh, I like the Cubs.
Wow. See? You just violated
it. Because
this.
I'm... It's a,
yeah, and just as... I prove that you
see,
get to trust
that $1 million right
yeah.
there.
Because she knows I'm lying.
Just
that's
as you
different.
Proved that you
that
can't be
different.
Trusted, I can't be trusted.
But what
boom.
I'm
that's
saying
the game
is
of Survivor right
that,
there.
I like that.
You have to understand what I'm saying is that the point that I'm making here is that in that instance, she's not relying on my truth.
Okay. That's a good point.
Changing her life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you make it sound like it's life or death.
I would not have somebody over like that. To Michaela's family, that could have been life and death.
So what I should have done is put the money
on
the table.
I like his family that could have been life or death.
Yes. I like the strategy of money there, because it's different when money comes into play. If it's $1 million.
For sure.
I'll do a lot. You're saying you wouldn't lie for $1 million.
What I'm saying is that I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The same way, point example, the same way Ken felt a duty to let Jessica
sure,
know that
okay.
they were going to write her name down, all I'm saying is that's the kind of game I would play.
Okay.
That's all I'm
do
saying.
Do you play the game that Ken's playing? Because Ken has never
you.
Been...
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Never
I would
been.
Play the kind of way that Ken is playing right
so
now.
So you're saying that you would go on the game and that's how you would play it?
Yeah.
My question to you guys is what I feel like you're not listening. I asked you guys a hypothetical question. Mm-hmm. Can you play an honest game and win in Survivor?
Sure.
That's all I was asking. And you said it wasn't possible.
I just love messing with you. Damn, I just love you.
our nice Survivor after show over here. Speaking of trust, we saw Brett lying about his profession. I don't know. I think that could kind of bite
Liars
him in the butt.
Prevail.
It's going to bite him in the butt. He lied about it. He said, I'm a funeral home director, and he's actually a police sergeant.
Who cares that you're a police officer?
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Is he was like, you know what? I know that, you know, cops don't generally do well in this game, but, like, if people find out that you're lying like that, then
that's
you're not going to do well either.
No.
Like, are they really going to be like, okay.
I think if you're going to do it, you got to sell it better than what he did.
Right.
Oof. And think about it before you come on the beach.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't have done anything against him. Like,
and
they're not going to be like, you're a big cop. Like, oh, shoot, we need to get rid of you. Like, he's not that great of a player in the first place.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Right.
You know? I don't know. It was weird to me. But basically then they were saying, the millennials kind of talked about this. Like, we know that he's lying. Which is weird because she just guessed that he was a cop. She said, I know.
That was really weird.
I know cops in my hometown.
I just felt like somebody whispered that to her.
They had to. Because how would she just randomly, like, doubt him like that?
It's just too random.
And then they were saying, you know, okay, we'll let him, we know this now, but let's let him reveal it on his own time. You know, don't force his hand. But I don't know. I feel like that might catch up to him.
Yeah, who said it was like, oh, I live in Florida. If you take away the accent, he's exactly like
Jay. Jay's lying ass.
He's like, he's someone that I'll be scared and running from on the beach when I start a bonfire. Really, though?
Stupid.
I don't know. So, immunity challenge. Basically, you know, you were saying, too, I feel like in both of our challenges, we didn't really see too much weakness.
Mm-mm. There wasn't. I think they've gotten rid of a lot of the bad players, and bad is in terms of, like, weak players to a certain extent. Or maybe their just weaknesses weren't highlighted, because I still believe David is a weak player.
Yeah, and I think that's what it gets down to. I feel like because in the game of Survivor, they test on so many things, whether it be mental and the puzzles or, you know, physical where, you know, you may be running or jumping or some are crazy, something like that. I feel like each challenge does kind of expose someone else's weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I just feel like it was just very, like...
Yeah.
The only type of weakness that I would see, I feel like that was a really crazy ramble.
It's okay. Even if, like, I don't think that she was weak in the challenge, but the only type of weakness that I saw, I guess, was, like, when Michelle couldn't get the combo and they were saying, oh, she's getting anxiety, she's freaking out, like, she's not figuring it out. And, I mean, whatever. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But she couldn't figure it out for a little bit, and then Vanua comes back for the second time today. Mm-hmm. They got first in the reward, second in immunity, so they're doing pretty well. Ken pretty much comes through for Takali, and then, you know, Ikebula goes to Tribal for the first time. You know, it's funny, though. I do have written down, like, Michaela won't, like, she wouldn't switch, you know, with people. And I was like, might be downfall. But I don't think it was because of that.
No.
But, like, it's funny, though, that, like, some little things that she does maybe could have influenced people or maybe not. Yep. Who knows? We do see back at Tribal, though. Or at camp, Ikebula was all sitting in silence for like 30 minutes. You know, nobody's saying
just
anything.
Nothing.
Jeff was like, so how long is it going to take? You know, they were saying that the reason that they're all sitting like this is because they all genuinely like each other. And that's what I did like about this tribe is nobody was like fighting. Like, nobody really didn't like each other. Everybody genuinely liked each other. Nobody wanted to vote each other off. You know? So.
Yeah, they really had. They talked about, you know, the strong core of four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two were likable people. What they said, Uncle Brett
and Mama Sunday. Yeah. So we saw, like, a little exchange between Brett and Sunday saying, you know, okay, so I guess here it is.
I didn't get that.
That's what I was about to bring up. So he said, I have to write your name down, you have to write mine. Like, I understand that, but you were saying, well, why didn't they just try to make another plan?
Yeah, well, I don't get the point of, I mean, I see what they're saying of, like, well, we're just going to vote for the other one and then whoever, you know, gets more votes. But you're still tied if one of you guys both choose to randomly vote for another person. Then
the vote's the same, you're saying.
Yeah, your vote is still the same. It's still tied for you, and you're hoping that maybe one person switches.
To me,
In which case, you would have three votes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're hoping the other one's split, and it's 3-2-1.
Right.
Well, I don't understand.
Mind you, we weren't privy to see the conversation that Jay had with Brett or Sunday, but to me, I didn't envision Jay basically saying, like, hey, I'm saving you guys to work with you. I feel like when we seen the breakdown of millennials voting off their own, it was because they wanted to switch and work with the people that they were saying, like, hey, we won't vote for you. In this situation, it's more
like Adam.
Like, yeah, like in this situation, Jay wasn't saying, mm-hmm. well, we don't know, but I'm guessing he wasn't saying, hey, let's vote out Michaela because you two are people that I genuinely want to work with. Mm. To me, I feel like from a strategy point, when that was brought to me as a Gen Xer, I don't know when the merge is going to happen. I'm still going to be at the mm-hmm. bottom of this barrel and mm-hmm. could be out next week. I would have taken that moment to flip that on Jay, because that then I can guarantee an alliance with some of these other millennials.
You would have gone,
but they're
to
still at the bottom of yeah. the barrel. If you think about it, if we already know that the merge is next week, but they didn't know that.
Right.
What if the merge wasn't next week? They're still at the bottom of this.
Because then it's still 3-2.
Right.
Wow. So you're saying, like, if you were Brett or Sunday, you would have gone to Michaela and been like, hey, Jay's voting for you.
Yeah.
Jay's flipping us to vote for you. Like, now let's blindside him
that alliance.
And flip for him.
Right.
Because otherwise, what do they have to lose?
No.
They're going, they might go home anyways.
Unless they see themselves, they see it the same way of, well, yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but they don't know when the merge is going to happen.
So I'm just saying that from the moment that Brett and Sunday got into this new tribe, I haven't seen any type of like strategic play from either one of mm-hmm. them. And so I'm just thinking ahead, how do they go back into the merge? Because if you think about it, Brett and Sunday weren't tight with Ken, they weren't tight with David, they screwed over
now look at Chris,
Jessica.
Chris is close with Zeke.
Right.
So Jessica's close with Ken, who's close with
they're
Adam.
They're going into a situation where they only honestly will have each other. I just feel like that was not a good game.
And you know what? Then Michaela would have been like, you guys, I'm going
right.
to work with
I'm
you now.
Vouching for you.
I'm vouching for you. That's a great point. You know what? Because what do Brett and Sunday have to lose?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I still think they see themselves more as more dominant than what it kind of shows. In that I think they... And they, in fact, in terms of like... I think Brett still sees himself as someone who can sway other people. And so by getting rid of Michaela, I think he still sees himself as the top dog, even though he doesn't have the numbers.
He doesn't have the numbers. Now he's lied to his tribe about stupid
yeah,
things.
But I see him as someone who still thinks that he's the top dog and mm-hmm. can do whatever. That's just the way I see his attitude
well,
in the way it's been portrayed.
The thing, too, I'm wondering about is, like, Michaela, you know, was making the little plan with the rocks and whatnot. And that's when Jay kind of was like, okay, she's a really strong player. Like, she's already planning this much ahead. Like, what exactly was she saying about...
Basically, what she was trying to break down was that the group was having a really big, like, because they're all so tight, a hard time figuring out which of the two
right.
they should vote out.
Yeah.
She was trying
she
to
said,
give
doesn't
them...
matter.
She was just trying to give them ease. Like, guys, in the long...
It doesn't
she
matter.
Was going on the long haul.
It doesn't matter which one of them we
Got
vote
it.
Out. And that freaked the rest of them out.
Because she was saying...
Because they're idiots.
Because she wasn't meaning, like, okay, then next time we're going to do this, next time we're going to do this. She was just saying, in the long run, it doesn't matter. This is why.
You guys, find me a game where it's all about people being smart.
Yeah.
Monopoly. And I want to play. What if there was a real life Monopoly?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I'm taking it back old school, guys.
Anyways, I mean, then that was pretty much it. We're at Tribal, and, you know, they're all talking about trust, all talking about how they love each other, and Michaela's really confident, obviously, because she should be, and then we see her get voted out. So
I felt so bad for her.
I know. She was really upset. Like, for a
would
minute.
Would you not have been?
Oh, hell yeah, I would have been.
I mean, like, let's think about Cece, for example.
Right.
I feel like at every Tribal, Cece had this, like, I potentially could be going home.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
Like, when I yeah. tell you, and I mean, for the most part, I think most people who end up going home, there's always this, like, twinge of, like, it possibly could be me.
Yeah.
I feel like this was probably the true essence of what the word blindside means.
Yeah.
She had absolutely
no
not a clue.
Not a mm-hmm. single smidget of a clue.
And she told Jay, you know what? Hey, you're going to be the asshole here. You're going to regret this. And I don't think it could have been truer.
I don't see that he benefited anything past this week. Now,
past
granted,
because now, yeah.
Now, granted, though,
I think he helped out the entire.
I think had there not been a merge, I take that back a little bit, because I think had there not been a merge, it really wouldn't have helped him out too much. But I think the merge allows things to kind of get the waters
mm-hmm.
murky again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is interesting, I would say, for all of the groups, because I would say that Michelle, I think, was a little bit being the only girl mm-hmm. in that group. And then I'm trying to think who was in the other one of David, I think. Adam. Mm-hmm. What? Oh, they just won officially?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was one out left.
Sorry,
you're really happy. Dude, go for it. Enjoy your little moment right now.
Sorry, just right now they just won. I'm super excited. I'm a huge Cubs fan. My family's a huge Cubs fan.
Longest drought since 1908. Quick shout out.
Yeah, sorry. I wish I was watching it right now, but...
Yeah, crazy game, went to extras.
Sorry for the fans. We'll get back to Survivor right now.
Your dad's probably crying right now.
I know, he's probably crying. Yep, so...
It's all right. We get to know you a little better.
Yeah.
And so I think... with the way that it would have shaped out if there hadn't been a merge, of you have each individual group with Adam being the low one on the totem pole and then Michelle being low one on the totem pole. And obviously, I think Jay would have been the one with the target on his back.
Mm-hmm. But not really, because the only person that would have been targeting him would have been by herself, which would have been Hannah.
Yeah, but I see that it could turn against him in terms of his loyalty.
Oh, for sure. Like, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. But I agree with what you're saying. I think anytime you are at the bottom, you're trying to just make it through the merge, mm-hmm. so that you can reassemble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is the perfect time for, you know, like you said, the Michelles and... Mm-hmm. Adam. Mm-hmm. And besides Michelle and Adam, I don't see that anybody else was having a hard time in their tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thus far.
Yeah.
I'm just sad because there's nobody I'm excited to see, like, mm-hmm. play. So hopefully the producers know what they're doing and it'll get real juicy the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we will have some juice.
We'll see. Do we want to get into predictions then with
Let's
that?
Let's do some predictions.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
There it is. Hey.
I don't know. I mean, like, we kind of said, like, I feel like some of the people that were scorned are going to kind of try to shake things up. One of them definitely being Hannah, as she was the only person that was on the outs tonight. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
She has enough control?
Here's the thing. I don't think Hannah has not an ounce of control, but this is what I do know. Jay and Adam, mm-hmm. aren't the tightest.
No.
Jay and Zeke aren't the tightest.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do know is that Hannah's at least going to be able to plant those seeds of doubt,
mm-hmm.
with those that would be receptive to hearing her. I think the only thing that is going to help Jay is the fact that Tyler has potentially Ken and Jessica on his side, and he was probably... the only other person that'd be happy to see Michaela gone. But I do think Hannah potentially could get Zeke on her side. And mm-hmm. if she can get Zeke on her side, then of course she's going to have...
Chris. And David now.
Mm-hmm. So Jay may have an issue on his hands depending on how well... Hannah's
I think Jay's
going to
definitely have an issue right now. I think people are going to be mm-hmm. very surprised mm-hmm. when they get back to the reward challenge
yep.
next week. Do you have anything?
Not anything major. I think, I kind of laid out already.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see that I was, you know, the three groups, I thought each group had that one person, and now I think it's kind of a free-for-all.
Yeah.
I really do. I think you still have your leaders. I think Ken is hurt a little bit by tonight and the fact that he couldn't finish. I think it will come up a little bit, whether mm-hmm. it's actually brought up or whether we just kind of see it. And I'm still pulling for Chris. I think he's playing a great game. He's not talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, once again, I didn't like the way Michaela went home, but they showed her talking.
Yep.
And I think this game, especially of what we've seen of, you can't be that vocal leader.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a vocal leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hurts you.
Yes, for what we've seen so far, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, because when Jessica almost got voted out and was saved,
I don't know
why
that pisses me off so bad.
when Jessica was almost voted out and saved by David, she was a vocal leader, right?
Yeah.
And tried to organize things? Right? If I'm remembering that from...
Well, they had said to her, this is what's happening, and she didn't believe it, and she went back and was talking about
it. That's right. So,
but, I mean, it'll be interesting to see for sure. So, thanks for joining us, you guys.
Woo!
It was a crazy one. It was a doozy, but, you know, this is the game of Survivor. This is why we love it.
It's why we watch.
Yeah.
It's the drama keeps us...
The drama keeps on going.
Coming back.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, @TheOnlyMC, on Twitter, @MichaelKlausTV. Got some great pictures of Switzerland I just went last week. Check it out.
I mean, if you guys just want to follow me just because, you guys can do so on Twitter and Instagram @DominiqueP_ESQ.
And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all social media, @PaigeBonanno. Thanks so much for joining. We'll see you guys next week. Go Cubs!
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.